Lubel. Tonight's show regular former Star Search Grand Champion Al Lubel is bringing his one-man show to the Improv in Washington, D.C. It's now through the 20th. And, well, let's bring him in, Al Lubel! Hey, welcome, Al. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you for having me.
I appreciate you coming. Is that the new thing nowadays, these one-man shows you're carrying on?
Yeah, a lot of people are doing them. Actually, there will be, I believe, a woman opening for me, but it's still technically a one-man show.
I got you. Just to come out and get them goosed a little bit.
Yeah, just to open up.
Well, what kind of stuff do you talk about on your show?
Well, I pretty much just talk about Al Lubel in my act. Because I feel that that's what makes me, I don't mean that egotistically, I feel that that's what makes me different from all the other comedians out there today. You know, because if you notice, they almost never talk about Al Lubel.
That's true. That's true, as a matter of fact.
So I do that. And I talk about the fact, like, I've been seeing a psychiatrist, and he says to me, my problem is that I'm narcissistic, that I'm suffering from extreme self-love. But, you know, any doctor will tell you, before you can love someone else, you must first love yourself. I'm just not finished.
Ooh.
But don't get the wrong idea about me. I mean, I'm not, as I said, I'm not egotistical.
Uh-huh.
I'm just self-involved. And there is a big difference, between being egotistical and self-involved. I mean, it's not that I feel I'm better than other people. It's more like there are other people.
I mean, that is self-involved.
And I'm reading a book now about the Greek god Narcissus. Who, did you know this? The legend goes he stared at his own reflection in a lake for so long, he died of starvation.
My God.
And, of course, the moral of the story, pack a lunch.
Pack a lunch. That is wild. So do you see a psychiatrist, Al?
I am. Do you think I'm good looking?
I think you have a certain Roman elegance, Al, and a winning smile. I like good teeth, obviously.
A winning smile. Well, who's the loser then?
Yeah.
No, but honestly, do you think I'm a good-looking guy? In all honesty.
If I were funny, I'd put the moves on you. I'd do it. I mean, if, and I tell you what, if I got locked up with a DWI and you were my cellmate, you'd remember it. I like you, buddy.
Right, but how long would it take you to, like, make a move on me in jail if that was the scenario? Like, would it be like a day or would it be within minutes?
It would come right after you heard the line, you have the right to remain silent.
Now, I'm flattered by this, but, like, if you were a woman, like, which would you like better, my face or body?
Stand up. Let me get a look at the body. Yeah, looking like you keep in shape. I don't know. I'm a face man, so I'd probably go for the face.
Do you like, because actually this one lady, she gives me a compliment, a nice compliment, and then just takes it away. She comes up to me and she goes, you know, you look just like Lou Ferrigno, you know, the guy that played the Incredible Hulk.
Right.
So I say, well, thanks a lot. And she says, not your body. Well, that's a great combination, my body and his face. I mean, she might as well have said, you know, you look physically unimpressive and unintelligent.
I think Lou's a nice looking guy. Might run into him in the gym someday.
but how could you say not your body? I mean, that's all he's known for is his body. I mean, that's like saying to somebody, Bob, that was a great idea. That really was a great idea, Bob. You know, Bob, you know who you remind me of sometimes? Albert Einstein. Not your mind. Your hair, that's it. I try more about me. I used to, no, I mean, also, does it, you know, at any, if there's no life after death, right? I mean, I could die at any second, right? And if there's no life after death, I could be flung into non-existence for eternity. How does that make you feel?
It's a scary thought.
Thank you. I mean, does that upset you at all? I mean, it does upset you.
Non-existence, you wouldn't know it. So I guess once you're there, you'd...
That is a good point. I wouldn't know it. Because, I mean, if there's no life after death and you die, you don't know it. I mean, because if there's no life after death, at the instant of death, you can't think I'm dead. Right?
Right.
At the instant of death, the very most you can think is...
That could be it.
Right. I mean,
if there's no life after death, if there is life after death, and you have to account for your sins, well, oh, buddy, we could be into a lollapalooza of a good time.
I'm scared. Actually, I'm scared of going to hell, not because I've been a really evil person. I'm scared of going on a small technicality. I mean, because that wouldn't be fair. I'm in hell on a really, really small sin with Hitler. Right? Because then we should be punished differently. Like if Hitler's burning in a huge, huge fire,
right.
at the very most, I should be experiencing humidity.
Right. I got you. Well, anyway,
I worry about all these kind of things. Like, I mean, I've been working out. I'm a fearful person. I've been working out weights lately, but I'm scared to get really big muscles because you get big muscles, but you also get big veins, too. They bulge out. You've seen these weightlifters,
yeah,
right?
Uh-huh.
So what good is that? If I work out, I get really big. I'm not afraid to fight a really big guy. But if a small guy comes at me with a pin, he could pump me to death. I don't need this pressure. I mean, can't they come out with vein guards or something that I can protect myself? I mean, I'm fearful. I'm scared of having a silent heart attack. Have you heard about that? There's an actual thing called a silent heart attack. That's where you have a heart attack, right? But you feel no chest pain. You have no symptoms. But you actually had a heart attack. I'm thinking no chest pain. I have no chest pain. I'm having an incredibly huge amount of no chest pain. And it won't stop. I'm scared.
Al Lubell is with us, everybody.